Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy, Joey Fresh. Yes to death. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for jumping on the air and listening to your boy riding the palm of your hand all around the world. It's your boy back on another episode. I am so thrilled and excited to start this. Knowing that it's going to the new month of November. I know I'm a second week going into it, but ladies and gentlemen, your boy has been working, grinding, making some different moves as well. And actually gathering some new information, new experiences. Heads up as well. Moving forward, going into the new year, I think I'm going to try to bring some more new hosts on, new different type of concepts. I want to tap into cryptocurrency. I want to tackle more on small business owners, financial questions. So there's things I'm guiding things, NFTs. That's one thing I'm actually, I'm in the process, ladies and gentlemen. I may just say a little bit sneak peek. I'm in the process of, laying out the NFT I'm going to create. It's going to be fire. Like, it hit me when I was in the gym a couple of days ago. And, if anyone doesn't understand what NFTs are, they're digital artwork in the internet. They're booming. Like, when you become a graphic designer, you never, like, or you become an artist, right, that your artwork is only paid by, it's by one canvas. Is that even a word, Joey? God. Canvas. Here, you're actually getting paid through currency of your art, your digital artwork, or your regular photo. But a lot of people are tapping into this. So I'm not going to get too deep into it. Just know that I'm developing some new ideas coming up in the next month. Hopefully should be, my goal is to launch it by my birthday in February. So I'm super excited for that, ladies and gentlemen. But this, before I jump into the topic, once again, ladies and gentlemen, for my sake and my appreciation, I want to thank you again. If you like to help and help by donate and support this channel by $1, $5, $10, gratitude, I really appreciate that. Let's help and build this platform, because the more you help and invest, the more I could do to bring it to you. Ooh, let's go, ladies and gentlemen, your boy Fresh. So today's topic, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, going through these life experiences and sharing these moments among you on this platform has been one of the best things I have done in my life. And I really appreciate you, because you developed new ways for me to create new content. So that being said, take back your life. Take back your life. Why is that? Understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes that we get caught in the moment, that we forget that the purpose and the reason that what we're getting ourselves into, or a matter of fact, is that you're always on the go. Like, oh, I'll get to it. You procrastinate, bills on bills on bills, and you think about it. You ever have that moment that you wake up and your house ain't even clean, and you're like, I'll get to it when I get home, and then you get home and you just had a rough day, and you're like, I'll do it tomorrow, and you wake up late, and you're like, I guess I'm not gonna do it. Like I said, maybe I'll come back home, and then it seems like every single time you plan something, it never goes the way you want it to. Like, it takes a detour on what you said you're gonna do. But understand your life is in autopilot. You ever had that moment you're just like always on the go? I gotta go there, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And you don't realize that you're not in control. You're not driving you. You're not driving you. You're just going through the motions each and every day, doing new tasks, developing new things. Gotta do this, gotta do that. I had to realize that I gotta take my life back. I gotta turn off that switch and autopilot. And I got me physically, mentally, to control what I'm gonna do. And I want to share that experience among those around the world, because we get caught up in the moment of life that we forget. Life will drive itself with or without you. You're like, how is that? Well, think about it. What have you took a step back and realized where you at, what you're doing, what have you accomplished, where your goals are, where you're heading to, then always clock in, clock out, clock in, clock out, pick the kids up, go cook, do this, go do that, go do that, go do that. It starts building the same repetition over and over and over and over and over. And you're like, and then you have things that you say you're gonna do that day, you postpone to the next day, postpone to the next day, postpone to the next week. And then before you know it, it's already been a month. It's already been 2 months. Well, fuck. The year is about to be over. We're about to head into 2022. Damn, this year went by quick. We're already in November. About to be December. New Year's around the corner. Ladies and gentlemen, remember when you started the year, how we didn't know how this year is going to turn out? This year has been so crazy. Have you ever listen to TikTok or people saying that sometimes you feel like we're in the wrong universe, or we did a time slot or something like that, right? Because everything's been off. You know, I came to realize if whatever happened, don't let that affect you. It's easy to absorb something that doesn't need to be there. Perfect example. Right? Perfect example. If a vacuum's only meant to clean up dust bunnies and dirt, why would you want to suck up some juice that spilled on the ground? It wasn't made for that. Of course, there are some different vacuums for that. But your vacuum particularly was only meant to suck up the right information. That being said, don't absorb the wrong information, because it will stick with you and won't grow with you. By learning and growing, it's going to help and teach you, ladies and gentlemen. So the reason why I'm telling you this, it's not to be like a dirty vacuum. That's not the concept. Absorb the right information. When you feel like your life is basically about to take a detour, pull over to the side. Re-evaluate the whole situation that you're about to get yourself into. Take one big breath and say, you know what? I'm in control and I'm going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in control. You are in control. I am in control of my life. So I made a decision to say, let me step back. Let me do these. Let me do my tasks. I've been saying next day, after next day, after next day. And I said, it stops right now. It stops right now, and it stops BSing. So what I said is I took ownership and I basically started doing things I needed to do at that moment. at that moment. Because the more I keep prolonging it, the more I will never get done. And the more when you don't get done is when you're on autopilot. So ladies and gentlemen, take your life back. Take your life back. I think sometimes we get in a moment of like when we're feeling depressed or we're feeling sad, upset. We're feeling like neglected. We're just so full of emotions. Like, what the fuck's going on with my life right now? You just want to be on a pity potty and you just don't know what's going on. If I'm going the right way, am I going the left way? You look confused. Now stop. Take a big breath. And say, you know what? Fuck it. I got it. You got it. You got it. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'll be honest with you. These past couple weeks, past couple months, your boy's been going through a lot of shit. A lot. I don't show it and I don't tell it, but I will share it. On that experience, though, it's teaching me to grow and to basically develop a new process of me, a new development of who I am. You know, sometimes we don't need, sometimes going through these obstacles and challenges, you just like, I don't need to hear that. But in reality, you do. You're going to overcome it. You're going to surpass it. You will surpass it. It's not meant for here. It's not meant to be here permanently. It's not meant for it to be permanently. It's temporarily. Everything you go through in life, it's only temporarily. We make it so dramatic that it's going to be permanently. So I am encouraging you today. Don't feel like you're the only one on the raft on the river. Don't feel like you're the only one on the canoe on the river. Are you paddling that boat, that canoe, that raft, whatever you, anything you're on our river, and that river is going one stream and one stream only. Are you going to be just trying to go with one paddle all around in one circle? Or are you going to grab two paddles and you're like, you know what? I am done with this river and I'm ready to get off this river and I want to start walking and controlling what I have in front of me. You know, I realized the other day too that sometimes that I get stuck. Well, you know, when you're going through something and you're like, am I making the right judgment? Am I making the right choice? And you feel stuck. I had a moment I had just froze. It just hit me. It hit me like, I have never had a moment like that. At that moment, it hit me and it just said to me, what the fuck are you doing? Like, for real. Like, it told me, like, my mind said, what the fuck are you doing? And I said, what the fuck am I doing? Realizing that at that moment, your boy Fresh was back in the driver's seat. Your boy was back in the driver's seat. Sometimes life is just like a car. You can keep going until you keep missing the exit. Keep going. And you're like, fuck. Pass it. I just get the next one. Pass it. Get the next one. So you become to a standstill in the traffic. A standstill when traffic is backed up and you're like, fuck, I need to get off. I'll make a way. That's when life will hit you. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? So make these new adjustments. Figure out what you're going to have planned for. Because this year is winding down. We're 2 months away from the new year. And I wanted to just uplift you and encourage you. Hey, yesterday is gone. Focus on today. Bless for tomorrow. If you have something you've been planning, start getting it out there. If you're saying I want to go back to school, then start getting all your literature and everything ready for school. Ladies and gentlemen, go into this new year. I'll be honest with you. Give two fucks. And once again, I do apologize about my language, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I got to be real with you like I'm real with myself, because there's no one else is going to be real with you if they're not coming from what you've been through. You know, I love our motivation speakers, Eric Thomas, Tony Romo. That's a fucking football player. Tony Robbins, you know. And the list keeps going. But their energy is a lot different. And I still love them. I still listen to them. But sometimes you need that realness. You need that fucking like shit. If you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, then don't ever think about it. Because the more you think about it, you're not going to get it done. Then why even thinking about it? Because you're going to keep psyching yourself out and create more problems when there's no problems but yourself. So going into this new year, I'll be straight honest. I'm bringing the world like I never bring the world before. And you may get a taste of it right now. Like, fuck it. Like, the more you keep hiding from yourself, when you get that and say, what the hell are you doing? You got to realize there's a purpose and the reason why your life has told you to get back in control, because where you're heading is it's no good. You know, and that could go across the board. And when I say across the board, it could be irrelevant from a lot of things, from other jobs, from school, from education, from relationships. It's just one after another. But as you analyze it, it has a summary at the end of it. Each moment, there's a summary. And it's your movie. How would you want the ending to be? Or how would you want the next scene to be? Dang. So I'm going to let you know right now. On my air, what's so upsetting to me, but I'm taking it in a different way. That my grandma was forced to retire from her job. 80 years old, was forced to retire because there was false allegations for her at work. Right? So they went and they said the best bet for you is to retire so you can at least get some money. And I was so outraged, because and this is one of my biggest things, that how some society, how our society will be the bully when it comes to elderly people. It's crazy that when you're a certain age, no one really wants to fuck with you. But when you're like a younger or older age, people want to fuck with you. It's like the bullies won't come out when you're like between 20 and 60 or 70. But then when you pass 75, then the bullies want to come out. Or if you're below like 15, then the bullies want to be out. And the reason why I wanted to share that among you, among my fans, on your hand, is that, you know, it taught me a lesson of not creating that upsetting anger and rage and revenge to say, you know what, She's been working for 80 years. I'll take that back. She's been working for 60 years straight. 60 years straight. Maybe 65 straight, right? She has never took a vacation. She has never enjoyed life, but just been working. Waking up. She wake up at 3 every day. 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, right? And I said, if this lady wakes up at 3 and I complain at 5, who the fuck am I? But your boy's been waking up now at 4:30. So she's my fire. And the reason I want to share that is that sometimes that you need that light to boost that energy back into your life. You know, because now my purpose and why has switched into gear that I'm hitting that NOS button on that driver's seat. And I'm going full throttle. God, I don't know why I fucking can't pronounce it. You guys are going to like mess me. Throttle. It's funny, like, I could say a word when I'm not on air. But when I'm like on air, like my, I don't know. But you guys get the concept, right? Right? I'm all still trying to pronounce it in my head. It's funny because I could say it in my head, but I cannot. Anyway, long story short. Period. All right? But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why I wanted to jump on my air tonight. You know, because I'm going through this experience. I want to share this, that what I went through. I know a lot of people out there. Let me rephrase that. A lot of my listeners, ladies and gentlemen, that can relate, can compare, that sometimes that our life is not in control. We're not controlling our life. Sometimes we are on autopilot. I want to share that moment right now with you, to take that moment to breathe, to analyze, to accept where you need to go and accept who you are. Who are you? Believe in you. You know you got this. I know you got this. Just breathe it. Breathe it out. Breathe all that negativity out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. You will overcome this. I am overcoming my obstacles and challenges. But I know you will. I know you will. There's a lot of different segments I wanted to go into this. But there's moments and reasons that it comes to me to share on my experience, because I know that maybe someone out there in the world needs to hear this. And there's a purpose and there's a reason. And, you know, I want to share this. I want to share this because there was a moment, and I've seen a lot of people going through this moment, right? And I want to share this quote among my viewers, okay? Because once again, it's different from another perspective. So I sent it to my sister because, you know, she needed to hear this. And been a long since I sent it to my sister. This is a quote. Okay. All right. Here we go. If things could have happened any other way, they would have. You're exactly where you need to be, just as you are. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say I'm proud of you. I am thankful for you. And I pray for the best for you. Don't let this moment, wherever you're going through in life, to say, hey, this is it. Remember, get back in the driver's seat. Because ladies and gentlemen, the next scene's about to be hit the boom. So all I want to wish each and every one of you a wonderful, amazing evening. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with your boy Joey Fresh. Once again, share this among your friends and family. And you already know the phrase, you got to get up and go get it. It's not going to come to you. Stay blessed. Stay safe. On to the next episode. See you soon.